Let's return to the desolate Pacific Ocean as July turned to August in 1945 and Glenn Morgan and the remaining initial survivors of the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. Of the 800 who did survive the torpedo explosion and the sinking, just 316 were eventually rescued. The rest were victims of exposure or sharks.
We were very fortunate. I was fortunate that I happened to pick a bunch of life rafts.
Yeah, those like Glenn Morgan in the life rafts were much better protected against the perils of the sea than those in life jackets. They also had rations, 3 ounces of water twice a day, and plenty of Spam.
With the Spam, we would make a sandwich, and there was 9 or 10 little pieces of slices of ham you could Spam that you could cut off of these things. And when we would throw the Spam can with its juice in it and everything into the water is when this shark would come in close and snoop around pretty close. And so we got to calling this shark Charlie. Now, I'm assuming it's the same one every day, but it looked like the same size. He was big. Don't know what kind he was, but he was kind of an olive green looking on top and white on bottom. And we never really paid much attention to Charlie. We just called him Charlie until one day I was watching this old shark, and we just got through throwing a Spam can in, and Charlie began to come in, and he headed right for the raft. I was sitting on the edge at this time, and I said, well, look at old Charlie. And I just slid in as he got closer, and he came up to the edge of the raft, which, of course, the edges are just not very far above the water line. And his head came up and slid right up on the raft. He never tried to bite. Now, I didn't offer him my finger or anything, but he slid back in. I have no idea why. He just did it.
Now, the group of 20 on Glenn Morgan's 4 rafts in the Pacific was one of several groups of survivors, but no group could see or hear another. So each group of sailors figured that they were the only survivors of the Indianapolis. Day 2 turned to night, as did day 3, but at dusk on day 4 came the first suggestion of hope. In the far distance, Glenn Morgan had thought he had seen a bird. He had indeed seen an airplane.
After seeing this plane, we were enthusiastic and came to life, you might say. Then as it got dark, blue searchlights stabbed the sky. Then we knew that they were trying to let us know that help was on its way.
The incredible story of survival by Glenn Morgan and the other 315 survivors of the USS Indianapolis cannot be told in radio sound bites. There's the whole episode of the court-martial of Captain Charles McVeigh. That's a whole other story. If you want to know more, I recommend 2 books, Abandoned Ship by Richard Newcomb and All the Drowned Sailors by Raymond Leck. Or go to the website ussindianapolis.org. Or you could be lucky like me and have the honor of knowing Glenn D. Morgan, bugler, USS Indianapolis.
You know, we did a lot of praying, but I can tell you this, that I had read stories about people surviving for 3 months. I didn't see why we couldn't.
I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.